Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video we're going to talk to you about why you need to stop being a tight ass and start investing in your own business. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, hope you're well today. So let's talk about this. One of the things I've noticed when I speak to a lot of people during strategy sessions and clients that sign up, we try and get them onto something like ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is a bit of email software that will also allow you to track people who are already on your database and where they go on your website. So for example, if someone goes on our website page and they're already in our database, I can actually see that because I can look at the latest activity and I can see that someone's on our website page. And obviously, if someone's on our website page, guess what they might want to buy? They might want to buy a website. So do you think it makes sense for me to go, hey, Bob, I noticed you're on a website, looking at websites, would you like to have a conversation about your website? Like, yes. Do you think that's timely? Do you think it's relevant? All of those good things. Do you think it's a perfect opportunity for a sales call? Absolutely. And so that's what we do. Do you think we close business because of that? Absolutely. Once again, we do. We close business because of that. So one of the things that surprises me is when we talk to people about this opportunity to do that, and I don't know what it's going to cost. Depends how many contacts you've got. You know, if you've not got many contacts, it's like 50 quid a month, say, for that level of operation on something like ActiveCampaign. For 50 quid a month, you can drive as many of your contacts to whatever pages on your website you can, and then you can see who's interested in what and actually follow up with it. You're going to close some sales, okay? Now, if you've not got enough people on that database, then there's a great reason to get more people on that database. So then you can actually start tracking people and then following up. And so when we talk about stop being a tight ass, this is what we mean. I say to people, have you bought ActiveCampaign yet? I go, no, I'm not sure. I'm like, okay, but are you using something else then? No. What the hell are you doing? It's 50 quid, £600 a year. If you can't afford £600 a year to invest in sales, in your business, I actually think you've got bigger problems. And I would actually ask you to consider and reconsider, are you even in business, or is this just a hobby of yours of some kind? And I know that sounds really harsh, and I get it. I get it. But you've got to invest in your business. Continually using three tools all the time is damaging your business. It's hurting your business. You have to find a way of investing money into your business to start getting better returns. And that could be marketing, it could be ActiveCampaign, it could be running Facebook ads or Google ads, it could be getting a website, it could be recruiting a VA to do some of the grunt work that you don't want to do. It could be any of that stuff. But if you're the person and you're playing, you're tighter than a duck's ass, and I love that saying, by the way. It's a saying in, what's the film called? Ferris Bueller. If you stuck a piece of coal up Cameron's ass, in 2 weeks you'd have a diamond. That's how tight he is. I love that saying. And being tight, I get, you don't want to spend money, and I'm tight too. All Northerners are tight, as we all already know. And I'm tight too. And I hate spending money. I hate it. But I also know, and there's a difference between spending and investing, but I also know that putting money into my business, into an activity that can generate £2 for every pound I put into it, is a very worthwhile thing to do. So when you're recruiting salespeople, you know, these are the calculations you've got to think about. What are the return on investment? Is it £1.25 for every pound I put into it? That's a 25% return. That's a great return. Yes, you should be doing that. But sometimes it takes an upfront cost in order to get that return. It's like marketing. You have to put that upfront cost in order for it to get a return. And people go, well, I'm not spending money until I know it works. Well, you never know it'll work then. And marketing doesn't work straight away. Marketing takes a period of time because it depends on how big the sales cycle is. This is a sales cycle when I do that circle. But, you know, you've got someone here who's interested in fixing a problem, and then we're looking at all the various solutions. Then we get to you. Then we've got to know that the trust, like, and know you. a bit you're credible, a bit you can actually do the job. And then they'll finally decide to make that payment. But if you can't invest money into something that you think is going to pay off, that's what investing actually is. Well, I'm not going to invest in Bitcoin until I know I get a return. How are you going to, how does that work? I'm not going to invest in the FTSE 100, it's risky. I want to know what return I'm getting. How does that work? It doesn't. You have to invest, you have to take the risks, you have to keep going. You know, the book, is it 3 feet from gold? Well, you stop digging and you're literally 3 feet away from finding the dreams that you were desperately searching for, and you give up because you're not getting a quick enough return. It is crazy. And the number of people using bloody MailChimp, good God. One of the worst pieces of software ever, and everybody uses it because it's free. What does it say about you and your business? It's like getting those free business cards from, what's that company that do free business cards? And then you flip it over, free business card provided by Prontoprint or whoever it was. Like, nothing says you're a cheapskate than a free business card. Go the opposite way. Have business cards that cost you a bloody fortune. And then that way, you know, first of all, you're going to qualify who you hand them out to. And second of all, the people who do get one are going to look at this card and go, boy, this guy knows what he's doing. He's invested in his business. That's the sort of person I want to work with. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Stop going down this free route thinking that this is going to be the saviour to all your problems, because it's not. Free rarely works. It just doesn't. It makes you look like a cheapskate, and then you feel like a cheapskate, and you might go, well, I'm saving myself £50 a month. What are you losing? Like, what are you missing out on? Sure, you're saving 50 quid a month, but you just lost a £400 website sale, or a £200 client, or a £4,000 client for the sake of 50 quid. It doesn't compute. Business is a risk, and it's down to you to minimise those risks, but it's not down to you to do everything on the cheap, everything on literally on the cheap. Oh, well, I do my own social media. Awesome. How's that working out for you? Not so good. Really? That's such a surprise. You mean you're not an expert at social media? Even though Facebook is free and LinkedIn is free and you can get Hootsuite on a cheap, you know, on a cheap deal, you can post, you know, Canva is free and you can post shit out on Canva. That's literally what it looks like. Shit. Because it's free. You've got to move away from this idea that not paying for stuff is the best. I'll give you one final example where I've seen this quite a lot. And that's where you can buy other people's courses either for a very low amount of money compared to how much you're supposed to be buying them for, or you can download them for free. It's like, if you can't invest in somebody's personal development program that costs £5,000, if you can't afford that £5,000, doesn't mean you should be paying some dodgy guy 250 quid for the same program. And I'll tell you why. The journey that you go on to be able to afford that £5,000 product is the bit where the result comes. It's not the £5,000 product. It's the journey that you've had to undertake in order to get that £5,000 in the first place. That's where the learnings come from. And if you're one of those people, oh, I just downloaded it for free, I've got Tony Robbins, whatever, you failed. You're actually not getting the full benefit of what you should be getting, because you've cheated. And actually, the person that you've cheated is not Tony Robbins, it's yourself. Because you've not gone through that opportunity to learn, you've actually missed that bit out. And being a cheapskate, it won't help grow your business. Alright, hope that's useful. I'm at basketball now. I'll go park up and we'll catch up with you guys on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Have yourselves a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.